Good evening mga kaalab! Thank God it's Friday! Pwede pa makita yung mga kaalab na kasama natin dyan? Can you flood the comment section with heart emoticon or just how you feel today? Yeah. Ayan. So ako pala si Ate Judy. Ayan. And I'm working at Quezon City. I'm a young adult working at Quezon City. I have here with my friends. So friends, please introduce yourselves.
And hello, I'm Ace, Kuya Ace, also a young adult and future teacher ng kids natin. Emphasize natin yung teacher, hindi father. Yeah. Future, taking a student ako ngayon and first year college. Yeah.
So ako naman, si
Mia,
and I am a young adult and I am a teacher. Yun.
Magandang gabi po. Ako naman po si Jedrick. Currently po, isa po akong grade 10 student.
Ayan. Praise God. Praise God. Praise and everyone na kasama natin ngayon. At kita ko sa ating comment section ay madami with us tonight. So we're blessed to be sent here by our pastors to journey with everyone sa continuation ng ating Alam Friday Dauntless Series. Dahil usapang mana tayo, no? We will go back sa ating series at in our Dauntless series, no, ng sa Book of Joshua. Alright. So, kung maalala nyo, tayo ngayon ay nandun na tayo sa pag-unfold ng kaganapan of the yung division ng Promised Land as inheritance for the tribes. Right? So, usapang inheritance pa rin tayo, mga kapatid. But you know, sabi dun sa Joshua chapter 14, if you can just briefly share it, kuya, sabi doon, yung inheritance na yon, kapag nakita nyo yung background nitong story natin, yung mga inheritance na to ay galing ito lahat as commanded ng Panginoon kay Moses pa. Time pa rin Moses. And now, sa time ni Joshua, ito na yung fulfillment ng bagay na ikinomad ng Panginoon. How amazing is that, right? So, makita natin dito naka-highlight dyan sa Joshua chapter 14 verses 2 to 5. Makita natin doon yung that the inheritance, no, na yan, that the inheritance na inassign sa mga tribes ay as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Alright, so makita natin even at the last part of that verses, sabi doon, so the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So again, the setting tone here is ang nag-instruct nito o ang nagdesenyo nitong division ng inheritance na ito ay ang ating Panginoon. And from our last alab word sharing, alam ko may mga kaalab tayo dyan na kasama natin mula sa last time pa nating word sharing. Taas kami nga mga kapatid, mga kaalab. Alright? So from our last alab word sharing, nakita natin yung inheritance na ni Judah, right? Nung tribe ni Judah. And kung maaalala nyo, or naaalala nyo pa ba, ano yung description nung inheritance ni Judah? Sige, tulungan tayo ni Kuya Zedric. Naaalala mo pa ba? How would you describe?
Yan, siguro, sa pagkakatanda ko, maaalala ko yung si God bilang isang generous giver. So grabe, kung yung nakatandaan ko yung lawak nung lupain na ibinigay ni God para sa lahi ng Juta.
Yes. Praise God. Salamat, Kuya. So, makita nga natin dito, may map tayo dyan. And you know what? Kung maalala niya last time, di ba, yung sa tribe ni Juta, yung inheritance na ay sobrang lawak. Iba-iba yung anyong lupa, anyong tubig, may anyong sayo pa yata noon. Ayan. Pero anyways, kidding aside, may anyong lupa, anyong tubig, and yung mga borders, right? Ilang north, ilang south, ilang east, ilang west yung nabasa natin doon. And you know, makita natin talaga na sobrang naging malawak nung lupa ni Judah. Makikita nyo sa map na sinashare sa atin, ayun na yung color green, ayun yung allotment for Judah. But today, we will focus on how, on the tribe of Joseph, or how Joseph descendants received their portion, no? So, focus natin ngayon yung tribe ni Ephraim at ng half-tribe of Manasseh. Ayan, mga descendants sila ni Joseph. So, in Joshua chapter 16 and 17, doon natin makikita yung mga hangganan ng portions ng land allotted to Ephraim and Manasseh. And to show us the illustration, ito siya. Benchmark natin yung kanina, yung kay Judah na color green. Sige lang, Kuya, you just put up the map. Ayan, ang kay West Manasse and kay Ephraim ay yung yellow above them. Ayun o, yung yellow and violet. Yaan ngayon yung portion that is allotted for the half-tribe of Manasse and Ephraim. Ayan. At yun, yung pagkakatanggap nila ng inheritance na yan, yan ang pag-uusapan natin tonight. Alright? Our title for tonight is Argument versus Action. So, bakit nga ba ito yung tema natin for tonight? So, today, more than the boundaries ng inheritance ng Joseph, ng descendants ni Joseph, we will take a deeper look at their response. No, nakita natin, okay, ito yung allotment nila, but how did they respond? No, so let's read in Joshua chapter 17, verses 14 to 18. Ayan, so makita natin dito yung verse na ito. But allow us to read it as a group, no, with additional effect. Okay, ang gagawin natin, I'll be the narrator. And then, because this is conversational, mga kapatid, so yung verses 14 to 18, ito ay palitan ng mga salitaan between the tribe of Joseph and Joshua. So mag-assign tayo ng character. I'll be the narrator. Ate Pauline would be the descendants of Joseph, and then Kuya Ace is Joshua. All right? So si Kuya, put up the next one. Okay. So girls, sabayan niyo si Ate Pauline, okay? And then boys, sabayan niyo po si Kuya Ace. All right? Sige. Let's read it. So verse 14. The people of Joseph said to Joshua,
"Why have you given us only one allotment and one portion of an inheritance? We are numerous people, and the Lord has blessed us abundantly."
"If you are so numerous,"
Joshua answered,
"and if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, go up into the forest of clear land and clear the land for yourself. And they're in the land of Perizzites and Rephaites." Tama ba yung ano?
Rephaites. All right. "The people of Joseph replied,
'The hill country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the plain have chariots fitted with iron, both those in Bethshan and its settlements and those in the valley of Jezreel.'"
But Joshua said to the tribes of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh,
"Oh, come on. Ay, hindi. Sorry. Ayun wala. Sunod tayo sa verse. Ayun. 'You are numerous and you are very powerful.'" Ayun. "'You are numerous and you are very powerful. You will have not one only allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Though the Canaanites have chariots fitted with iron, and though they are strong, you can drive them out."
Wow! Good job, mga kaalam. I know that we have read the word of God deeply, and may the Lord bless His word tonight. So in these verses, mga kaalam, nakita natin yung diskurso nila. Ano? And pag tinignan natin yung verse 16, makikita natin doon the complaints or yung arguments ng descendants ni Joseph. So now remember, mga kaalam, as we mentioned kanina, si God yung nagdesenyo, or it was God who gave the allotment, no, for the tribes. But look at the responses of Joseph's descendants. So can you put it up, mga kuya? Can you put it up, kuya? And then we'll read from here. Makita natin yung responses nila. So in one word, kayo mga kapatid, in one word, how will you describe their response, o kaya yung attitude nila or yung emotion nila with this verse? Ayan. Si Ate Pauline, kasi siya yung nag-read eh. Can you describe? Ano yung naging parang emotion mo habang binabasa mo yan?
Somehow, Ate, parang ano eh. Parang they are complaining, or kaya nagde-demand pa na we want more and we deserve more. Yun.
Ayan. So in one word, how would you describe that? Complaining. Sorry.
Complaining.
Complaining pala, sabi niya. Okay. So, si All right. So, siguro nagkaroon lang ng technical difficulty, but allow me to help. Yung from complaining makita natin dito, merong part ng self-entitlement. Yeah, that's my one word. So, pag nakita mo siya, parang meron siyang bagay. Sabi nga ni Ate Pauline kanina, all right. We deserve more, something like that. Makikita rin natin dito sa verse yung mga limiting words like why only one? O kaya, not enough for us. Diba? Mga limiting words yan. Pero we see here, yung complaint nila is not necessarily based on need, maybe, but more like greed. Bakit? Or other terms, parang yun nga, may self-entitlement. They are discontented with their allotment because they think they deserve more. Ayan. And you know what? Most often, self-entitlement wants more but is not willing to do more. Ayan. They're only willing to work less. It's like saying, I deserve more, so give me some more. Ayan. But you know what? Joshua, as God-appointed authority, how did he take the lead? Kuya Ace, are you there?
Yes. Makita natin, meron binigyan niya ng assurance or ang reply niya sa argument is action eh. Parang binigyan niya sila ng direction. So, from being complaining, merong inutos si Joshua sa kanila na sobrang clear, which is clear the land. Ayan, clear it.
Alright, napaka-clear na, no? Clear ng command or clear ng instruction. Ang sabi, clear it. Alright. So, Joshua, as their God-appointed authority during that time, he did not feed into the self-entitlement by giving them more land. No, sa panahon natin ngayon, kung makakontextualize lang at maintindihan lang natin na, for example, nakakita tayo ng isang leader, not necessarily lang sa government, but generally, when we see a leader, no, pressured by the people under them, like, give me more, we want more, we deserve this, more, more, more. Now, sometimes the initial or the usual common action maybe that we see, they would accommodate the request so that to appease the people, parang makalma yung mga tao na sinasakupan nila or the people they are taking care of. But you know what, this time, pag tinignan natin yung picture ni Joshua dito, he could have just adjusted the boundaries and problem solved. Ah, kulang ba? Okay, bawasan ko yung sa ganito, then go, punta kayo dyan. Hindi ganun yung ginawa ni Joshua. He honored still the instruction of God and he addressed the true need of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. And you know what? Nakita ni Joshua na what they really need is not just the expansion of the land, but what they need is raising up their faith and their submission to God by taking action. He gave them the command to go up, clear the land for yourselves. No, kaya makita natin doon na yun yung response, naging response dito ni Joshua sa kanya ay sa tribes of Joseph. So sadly, no, makita rin natin yung another response ng descendants ni Joseph that they somehow responded unwillingly. And what did they say? They said na may mga kalaban doon, 'di ba? May mga chariots, maraming weapons yung mga kalaban. So parang unwilling or parang baka hindi kaya. And many of us, no, marami sa atin ngayon, mga kasama natin dito, o kaya mga nakasama natin online mga kaalab, maybe we are going in that same space in our life today. Right? Like, meron siguro sa atin yung we were given counsel or we were given instruction, but we say, no, hindi kaya, hindi pwede. Bakit? Either may situation na limiting o kaya either mahirap i-overcome yung mga kailangang i-overcome. Kaya instead, we resort no to complaints instead of taking action. We resort to arguments instead of obedience. Or we resort to reactions first before we actually really go and submit to the direction that is given to us. So in the end, makita natin na hindi naman doon natapos yung story. In the end, Joshua being the leader that he is, appointed by God, a godly leader that he is, he responded to them and empowered them. Can you put that up, Kuya, in our screen tonight? So sabi doon sa verses 17 to 18 that sabi dito, Joshua said to the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, "You are numerous and very powerful. You will have not only one allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Through the Canaanites, though the Canaanites have chariots fitted with iron, and though they are strong, you can drive them out." Grabe yung response dito ni Joshua. And ikaw, Kaalab, kung ikaw din mismo ay dumadaan in same situation na parang feeling mo, hindi pwede, maybe very limited situation o kaya very hindi kayang i-overcome yung direction na to na kailangan kong patunguhan. Or even the need that I feel, pero parang hindi ko kayang mag-take action. Kung ikaw yung sinabihan ni Joshua dito, nung verse 17 to 18, what is one phrase or one word na tumatak sa'yo that really struck you and say, oo nga pala, yes, ito, I received this tonight. Can we show the verses 17 to 18 again? Ayan. Next slide, kuya. There. Ayan. Can you share a phrase that struck you the most here? Sige, mga kaalab, please feel free to join in sa ating comment section and we'll read your answer. Ate Pauline, Ate Pauline, we'll read the comments, but let's hear first si Kuya Jedrick. Kuya Jedrick, ano dyan yung isang word or phrase na tumatak sa'yo?
Siguro sa akin, ate, yung ano, dun sa verse 18, yung parang dun sabi dun yung clear it and its farthest limits will be yours. So parang sa akin tumatak yun kasi nakita ko dun yung ano, yung pangako ni Lord. Imagine, may kalaban dun eh. Malakas yung kalaban. May madaming ano eh, magarbo yung mga armor, pero makikita mo doon na yung pangako ng Lord sa kanila na magtatagumpay sila, hindi lang dahil doon sa sarili ng lakas or dahil numerous din sila, kundi magtatagumpay sila dahil kasama nila si Lord.
Yes, praise God. So, si Ate Pauline.
Ayan. So, sa akin, ate, yung though they are strong, you can drive them out. Tulad nga nung sinabi ni Jedrick, hindi sa sarili nilang lakas, kumbaga, ang dahilan ng kanilang pagkapanalo or pagka-drive sa mga Canaanites. Pero dahil meron pangako, no? Meron pangako ang Panginoon sa kanila that they can drive them out. Yun po, ate.
Alright. Sige, Ace.
Ayun. Sa akin, same din kay Jedrick. Its farthest limits will be yours. So, sobrang ano lang, gandang promise kasi mahaba yung journey ko ngayon ulit. So parang alam mo yun, meron kang pangahawakan na promise. Pero yung premise is to clear it. So yun yung sa akin. So merong action din talaga.
Yeah. Great. So ako din, katulad din ng sa inyo, yung you can drive them out. You though they are strong, the enemy, no, you can drive them out. So Joshua here, as a leader, he reminded them of their God-given strength. Kung maalala niyo yung binasa natin kanina na verses, the tribes of Joseph, alam nila that the Lord has blessed them, right? Sabi nila, we are strong and the Lord has blessed us abundantly. They know that the Lord has blessed them. And dito pinapakita ni Joshua that he reminded them that God has given them strength. God has empowered them, or they are numerous. God has blessed them. They are very powerful. And he also encouraged them, you will have more. Now, don't worry of your need, of your kung ano man yung lack ngayon or yung felt need mo ngayon, kulang. You will have more. And he gave them a clear instruction, clear it. And he empowered them, saying that you can drive them out, of course, by God-given strength that they have. So, may mga kaalab dito, ate, na sumagot. Ate Pauline, can you read?
Sabi ni William Nito, you can drive them out. Yun daw ang pinaka-nag-struck sa kanya.
Ayan. So, alam ko mga kaalab, ay marami ding nag-struck sa atin dito sa mga, sa sinabi na to ni Joshua sa kay Ephraim at half-tribe ng Manasseh. So, indeed, mga kaalab, pakita natin doon sa life, doon sa journey na yon ng descendants ni Joseph, that they could have more if they obey, right? They can overcome the enemy if they trust God, and they should overcome the enemy because it is the will of God. Remember, no, bago pa lang sila pumasok ng promised land, the command of God is to drive them out, yung mga enemies, yung kalaban, no? And there is no fear in obedience because God has already blessed them and they are strong and they can drive the enemy out. Joshua knew what to focus on. He's not pressured by the people, no, but he remained faithful and he remained in submission to God. Kaya as a leader, you know, he helps the people to move from self-entitlement to submission to God. No, ano yung mga key points natin dito, Kuya Yanra? We can show it to screen. All right. So sabi dito, his submission, yung God's submission to God, no, includes yung submission to his sovereignty, no? It's accepting the wisdom in a division of land. Kung makita niyo yung arguments, mababalikan natin arguments kanina ni ng dalawang tribes na ito. Makita natin doon, sabi nila kay Joshua, "Why did you give us? Why did you give us only one?" Like they're pertaining to Joshua as the giver. But you know, when he submit to God in his full sovereignty, we will learn, no, accepting yung wisdom at yung pamamaraan ng Panginoon at disenyo ng Panginoon in the division of the land. So, second is his designated authority. That's why Joshua gave an instruction, clear it. Part of our submission to God is to submit also to his designated authority over us. And dito sa text natin, it's obeying the instruction of Joshua that he has given them. And submission to God is also submission to his will. No, submission, his will to drive out the enemy. No, not to live with the enemy, not to coexist with them in the land, the promised land, not to enslave them. Kasi kung mababasa natin yung buong text, makita natin doon that when they grew strong, itong Ephraim and Manasseh, they made the Canaanites as forced laborers. So makita natin doon, it's not the will of God. Ang will ng Panginoon is to drive the enemy out. At doon dinadala ni Joshua yung Joseph's descendants. No? And his ways, submission to God's ways, not a shortcut, but full obedience to God. No? Pwede namang bigyan na lang na additional land kung wala nang kailangang i-clear. Pero yung pinapakita dito sa atin na kailangan, we would submit to God, including his ways, no shortcuts. No, but all in full obedience to God. And submission to His provision, praising God in what He intended for them. It was God who had given the allotment to the tribes. It was God who designed it. And it was God's intention to bless them. And all we need to do is to realize that, grabe, it's all by grace. And grabe, it's all by the goodness and generosity of God. And with that, we praise Him for what He intends for us. And ganun din sa atin mga kaalab tonight, the call for us tonight is to move from our selfish intentions of mga selfish agenda or self-entitlement, no? And to navigate from there patungo sa submission to God in His sovereignty, in His designated authorities, in His will, in His ways, and His provision to us. And with that, we say praise God and we'll become more dauntless, mga kaalab. So, we have here a question for us to answer tonight, mga kaalab. Let's see. What was the recent instruction or command or assignment that you have received from God through His designated authorities in your life that you found difficult to accept? Yung tipong parang ka-feeling nitong mga napag-aralan natin kanina na tribes ni Joseph, no? They found it difficult to accept. So what is that in your case, in your life today? And bakit sa tingin mo? And why? No, bakit sa tingin mo nahirapan ka i-accept? Or bakit sa tingin mo, yeah, you found it difficult? So second question is, from the lesson learned today, how would you adjust your responses when you have missed expectations, right? Tulad nung kanina nakita natin na in-expect siguro nung mga nung ni Ephraim at nung Westman na sana ah meron kaming more but hindi na meet yung expectation nila. And from our lesson today, no, from self-entitlement to submission to God, from argument to action, no, makita natin dito ano nga ba yung pwede nating baguhin sa ating responses. So, sige po mga kaalap, please key in your answer and we would love to share life with you. So, natutunan natin tonight. Tanungin muna natin din yung ating mga kasama natin dito online. Kuya Jedrick.
Yun, ate. Siguro yung recent instruction sa akin ni God, siguro yung mag-share sa ibang tao ng kanyang salita. Especially sa mga kaibigan ko. And I found it difficult kasi natatakot ako as well as nangangamot. Kasi hindi ako kilala ng mga kaibigan ko na gano'n. Ang pagkakakilala sa akin ng kaibigan ko, si Jedrick, ano yun eh? Yung pasimuno ng gulo. Yung palamura. So, parang natatakot ako in that way. Kasi baka ma-reject ako. Pero, pinakita sa akin ng Lord, lalo na dito sa lesson ako. Sagot ko dito po sa number 2, na yung pagsunod sa kanya, kasama ko siya doon. Nag-strike sa akin yung isa dun sa sinabi niyo po na in His ways. So, bigay ko talaga yung full obedience ko para sa Lord. Yun nga, huwag akong matakot, huwag akong mangamba. Patulad sa Ephraim, yun nga po, na maaaring may kalaban sila, pero kasama nila yung Lord at yung pangako niya at yung katapatan niya, mapangahawakan natin. Yun po siguro akin.
Alright, praise God, Kuya Cedric. So what He has made new, no, is new indeed, no, and what He has made us a new creation, and no fear in that, no, in Jesus, right, Kuya Cedric? So salamat sa share mo. We will pray for you about that. Si Kuya, si Ate Pauline.
Sa akin po, Ate, so there was a time na meron po akong na-share sa inyo, no, na nag-burst yung emotions ko doon kasi somehow naapektuhan ako doon kasi ito ay patungkol sa aking sarili. And nabanggit mo po, Ate, na kailangan kong mag-reflect muna bago mag-react sa mga bagay-bagay. And nahirapan po ako nun, Ate, na i-accept yun kasi gusto ko kaagad may gawin. May action kaagad na hindi na pinag-iisipan. Basta gusto ko na lang may gawin patungkol doon. Just to clear something about it. And merong pride. And from the lessons learned, sabi mo, na-share mo po kanina na part of our submission to God is also obeying to our designated leader. So with that po, follow the instructions ng Lord and sa leader kasi this will help me in my journey and mas lalo akong makakatinig sa Panginoon kapag mas nag-reflect muna ako bago mag-react sa mga bagay-bagay. Yun po, Ate.
Alright. Salamat, Ate Pauline. So, from dun sa sinerong dalawa natin kaalab na makita natin, mga friends, na minsan yung mga instruction to us is to go and do it. Minsan naman yung instruction to us is to wait and think about it and ask God for it. But in all of this, talagang lahat ito, ang lundo ay ma-navigate tayo doon sa from ourselves, papunta din sa submission to God. And with all that, we praise God. So, tingnan natin si Kuya Ace sa kanyang sagot.
Ayun. Hello. Ayun, sa akin, ayun din. Pinong recent instruction siguro yung to go full-time sa ministry. Yung pumasok din sa school, being a young adult, mahirap sa akin yan kasi thinking about the future na ako talaga, alam mo yun, in establishing everything, pero sasabihin ng Lord na, wait lang, I have an instruction. So, ano yun, I take it as a blessing, katulad ng Ephraim and Manasseh. It's a blessing from God. It's a promise that became true. Pero in the way, parang nakita ko na overwhelm ako, or parang nagkaroon ako ng mga worries, saan ko kukunin pang gastos, baka mahirap doon. Mga tao doon may pakpak, Bible school kasi yun. Hindi, joke. Ayun. So parang ano, ayun, nagkaroon ng maraming worries and ayun nga, obstacles. Pero lesson learned, nakalimot pala ako nakasama ko yung Panginoon. Parang alam mo yun, na-focus ako dun sa need more than dun sa nagbigay ng need. So talagang natutunan ko, you fix your eyes to Jesus. And yung mga ginawa niya sa akin, yung redemption, na-remind tayo ng ano, nung sinamahan ka ng Panginoon, yun lang. Kasama mo ako, baka may nakalimutan ka, kasama mo ako. So yun lang. Alright. So His ways din, His ways.
Alright. So salamat, Kuya A. So siguro, allow me to share na din. Ako din, may ganitong moment, no, na I was told by my leader, I want to go somewhere or do something. But I was told by my leader to wait and to grow up and mature in certain areas of my life, particularly in the aspect of discipline. And you know what? Like these two tribes, meron ako nung discontentment nga from where I am right now. And I want to have more or something like that. But you know, I may have great discontentment, but I also have a lot of excuses. No, di ako sanay sa long cut, no, mas more on shortcut. Let's do it now, ngayon na. And siguro nakita ko doon bakit ako nahirapan is yun nga, may part doon ng pride and self-entitlement. And with that, how would I change my response? Una, I will repent and humbly accept really my God-given timing, no, disenyo ng Panginoon sa buhay ko. And I repent and I humbly accept really that at this point in time naman talaga ay hindi pa ako mature, especially in some areas of my life. And from there, yung proper self-awareness papunta sa self-management, no. And I need to grow up and take action, no, yun. So I'm submitting to God, to His sovereignty, and to His ways. Yun. So, hindi laging shortcut, at kundi talagang may perfect timing ang Panginoon sa lahat ng bagay. And I will honor Him through this. So, trust His power, even trust His power that is perfected in my weaknesses. So, yun, mga kapatid. So, alam ko mga kaalab natin ay may mga nais ding i-share sa ating reflection question for tonight. But, sige lang, I know more of us are talaga nag-reflect pa deeper. Ano nga ba yung certain instruction na yun? And siguro, maganda niyang pag-usapan natin in our life group ito. Lalo na with your leader. And ask the Lord really to magkaroon tayo ng appointed time and divine opportunity na mapanalangin na natin yan ng ninyo din mismo with your leader. And with the designated authorities that He has placed over our lives. So with that, mga kaalab, I invite everyone to pray. Tara, manalangin tayo. At panalangin natin to lahat na napag-usapan natin tonight, lahat na na-share natin, no? And all the things, our reasons, our excuses, ililay daw natin ito sa Panginoon. Let's ask God for forgiveness. And let's submit tonight to His will. No? And from there, full trust and obedience to God. Sige, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We lift you up, everything na napag-usapan namin, O God. Lord, pinapupurihan ka namin at tinataas. Lord, we exalt your name and we honor, Panginoon, you this place and we appreciate and really gaze upon your sovereignty, Lord God, over our lives. Lord, we ask for forgiveness po, Panginoon, sa aming mga self-entitlements, O God. Lord, if you see pride in us, Lord God, we are laying it down, O God, and we ask for forgiveness, O God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, Panginoon, for at times we grumble or we complain more than we give thanks. Lord, patawarin mo po kami, O God. Lord, patawarin mo po kami for all of our excuses, for our disobedience. Lord God, patawarin mo po kami. Lord, for the sins, the compromise, that we are not willing to overcome, or the enemy that we allow to live with around us. Lord God, patawarin mo po kami, O God. And today, Lord God, we come in full submission to you, O God. We lay down our defenses, Lord. And right now, O God, we fully submit to your will. We honor your sovereignty, your timing, your ways, your provision, and your design. Lord God, we ask for help, Panginoon, to really drive out the enemies, O God. Lord God, we ask for help, really, Panginoon, to really overcome, Panginoon, the areas of our lives that's really hard to overcome. But because of Jesus, it's possible to overcome. Lord, maraming pong salamat. Allow us to always focus and look on the cross, O God, and speak victory over these areas in our lives, Lord God, that we need to conquer and that you want us to conquer. Maraming pong salamat, Panginoon. And it is, we come in full submission to you, God. We submit also, Lord God, to the designated authorities you have over our lives. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders, for our pastors. Maraming pong salamat, Panginoon. And Lord, we pray, Panginoon, na mula dito, Panginoon, tulungan mo kaming lumakad, Lord God, ng may pagpapakumbaba. Tulungan mo kaming lumakad ng may pagpapasalamat. Tulungan mo po kaming lumakad, Panginoon, in full submission and obedience and trust in you, Lord God, that all things are possible because of your finished work on the cross of Calvary, O Jesus. Maraming pong salamat. We entrust to you everything. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.